Yellowstone, Glacier, and on the way home, Teddy Roosevelt National Park. I had a blast. That's why we tried to get that one done first. But I tell you, my 12-year-old, he really, you know, the magnitude of Old Faithful. And then when you get off that beaten trail away from all the tourist crowds, there's plenty of other places where you're driving along and you're just assaulted with the sulfur smell, right, of the steam vents. And we found a couple that were pretty active.
Yeah.
The Buffalo, Eagles, we loved it.
It's a good trip.
Holy shit, they're all...
And now we're back. These guys didn't ruin anything while I was gone, did they? Did they ruin anything while I was gone?
What?
What? Just double checking.
No,
right?
No more than usual.
You gotta keep an eye on your guys.
I had it in my backpack and I was like,
we did
wow.
What?
Yeah.
I just got it in and I put it in my pocket because I thought we had to.
Actually, I grew out my hair just a little bit, and I had both sides of a conversation between you and me. I just kept changing chairs.
Yeah, exactly. They'll never know. Yeah, right. Or just shave this up.
That's good. That's a better idea. And all these handsome lads.
How much we got to pay next year when they put on the dress, please?
Better be included.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, what the hell is today's date? So what's today's date and who's in charge?
7-2.
Wes Hartigan.
Wes Hartigan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wow, we don't have really much to argue with.
No, that's
why. Hartigan.
Hello, Mike.
We are good.
Call the meeting to order. Call the roll. Trustee Fenton?
Here.
Trustee Dodge?
Here.
Trustee Guerra? Trustee Ruzick? Trustee Calandrello?
Here.
Trustee Carroll?
Here.
Mayor Pico?
Here.
Please rise for a pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Approval of June 18, 2018 regular meeting minutes.
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Carroll.
I move to approve the minutes of the Board of Trustees meeting of June 18th, 2018.
Second.
Are there any questions or comments? Call the roll.
Trustee Carroll.
Aye.
Trustee Calandrello.
Aye.
Trustee Fenton.
Aye.
Trustee Dodge.
Abstain.
Mayor Pico.
Aye.
Approval of June 19th special meeting minutes.
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Fenton.
Move to approve the minutes of the Board of Trustees special meeting of June 19th, 2018.
Second.
Any questions or comments? Call the roll.
Trustee Fenton.
Aye.
Trustee Calandrello.
Aye.
Trustee Dodge.
Abstain.
Trustee Guerra? I'm sorry. Trustee Carroll?
Abstain.
Mayor Pico?
Aye.
In search for QRF license?
Mr. Chairman?
Trustee Fenton?
Move to approve issuing a raffle license to Search for a Cure to sell raffle tickets during their annual golf event Thursday, July 26, 2018 at Silver Lake Country Club.
Second.
Any questions or comments? Call the roll.
Trustee Fenton.
Aye.
Trustee Calandrello.
Aye.
Trustee Dodge.
Aye.
Trustee Carroll.
Aye.
Mayor Pico.
Aye.
Illinois State Bar Association Law Enforcement Achievement Award.
Mr.
Sure, here. Okay.
You can use that microphone right there.
Joe.
Sure. Yeah, go right ahead.
Is it okay if I face them?
Thank you.
Sure.
Thank you, Mayor. Thank you. Appreciate it. Good evening.
Good evening.
My name is James Francis McCluskey. I'm the president of the Illinois State Bar Association. I'd like to introduce a few dignitaries here. David Sossen, who is my right-hand man, he's the president-elect of the Illinois State Bar Association. And it's good to see Ken Fricker here, who is a distinguished counselor who received his award 2 years ago for 50 years of practicing law, and I emphasize practicing law because you never perfect the practice of law. Today, we honor Timothy J. McCarthy, the chief of the Orland Park Police. We are presenting him with the Illinois State Bar Association's Law Enforcement Award that was created to recognize sworn law enforcement officers for the conduct that promotes justice and to distinguish those individuals whose service to the public brings honor and respect to the entire criminal justice system. It is given to those who truly excel in the field of law enforcement. It's only a plaque, but it really recognizes the content of this man's character and integrity. Tonight, we proudly honor Chief Timothy McCarthy of the Orland Park Police Department. He is being honored for establishing the South Suburban Major Crimes Task Force, improving operations and training for the Orland Park Police Department, and for his commitment to the citizens of this village. Chief McCarthy was instrumental in establishing the South Suburban Major Crimes Task Force, one of the first multi-jurisdictional homicide task forces in the Chicagoland area. He automated the Orland Park Police Department with laptops at the time when most departments were still using mobile data terminals. Chief McCarthy also implemented several policing initiatives, including trailers in the park, walk the talk, and the bike patrol. When funding for the DARE program, which is the Drug Awareness Resistance Education program, ended, Chief McCarthy continued the program and expanded its response to an increase in what we have now, local heroin overdoses and opioid crisis that we have in the nation. He also spearheaded the creation of active shooter training video, Plan, Prepare, and Act for the schools. Chief McCarthy, on behalf of the 30,000 members of the Illinois State Bar Association, I am pleased to have David Sossen stand up and present you, and if you could come up, Chief McCarthy, with the 2018 Law Enforcement Award. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. McCluskey and the Bar Association for this prestigious award. Before I say more, Joe, how much overtime did you pay to get everybody here? What's this costing us? What I discovered is I can't trust my deputy chief of police who nominated me for this award. But I think this award is not so much for Tim McCarthy and not what the Orland Park Police Department does, but how we do things. And I think we engage in a high level of policing, constitutional policing, and doing it, it's easy to say, by the book, because the book changes, the playbook changes almost daily in this era of law enforcement. Everything that's done in this police department is not done by me, it's done by our command staff, by our supervisors, and by our sworn officers who are executing in the proper way the policies and procedures of the police department. So we do a lot of things, but again, I think this recognizes more the how that we do it. And when it comes from the Bar Association, these are our peers in the criminal justice profession. And that's why I think it means so much more, because they know what we do. They know how we do it. And this is a recognition that I believe we're doing it the right way. So thank all my supervisors and all of our members for being here today. Thank you, the Bar Association. Let me thank the board. You can't do a whole lot of things without resources. We have great officers. We have great supervisors, all of our members. But you have to have the resources to get it done, too. And this board bends over backwards every budget year. And it's coming up again. To provide the police department the resources to get the job done the right way. So thank the board. Thanks to Bar Association, Mr. McCluskey, David Sasson. Dave, I see you here for everything on a weekly basis. Thank you so much for being here. So thank you all, but thank the members of the Orland Park Police Department. I take the bows. They're doing the work. So thank you so much. Thank you, sir.
Are there any comments?
What was that about the budget?
No, Chief, I'd just like to congratulate you as well. Having worked for you and now working with you as a member of the board and as a member of the bar, I think it's very well deserved, and couldn't have gone to a better department where I have my personal pride, but also to a better gentleman.
Mayor Pico. On a serious note, yes, so Tim, certainly echo that. And, you know, this is one of the bright spots in Orland in terms of the service we offer to our community, and the community appreciates it. So there's 60,000 people out there to appreciate what you guys do.
Just for, I don't want to repeat everyone, but Chief, I just want to appreciate all your hard work. I know you're not done either. So, but as a past chair of the police department, it was the easiest chairmanship ever. Just, Tim, what's the resources you needed? And we got it done. So, but you set the tone, you set the honor, the integrity of the police department, and it's an honor to serve with you too, Tim, so, our chief. And I just want to thank everyone for coming, and it means a lot. And coming as a former state's attorney, I know how strong our police department is, and the training that you push on them, and the high standard you demand of your officers, and it comes from the top, and it comes, so I appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, just to be on the same bandwagon here, we can't thank you enough for all that you've done for the community, but what's one thing that I notice is that the respect that you have for all of your officers, they have that respect back to you in return. And that's what's key to any job and any leadership position. If you show respect, they'll show respect, which shows on a daily basis, because what we have in Orland Park is an outstanding police department. And as I always said, and I said it at 3:30 this afternoon, it's one of the best police departments in the state of Illinois. And you should be very proud of all of the men and women who follow you on a day-to-day basis and look up to you for your leadership, because they're a great bunch of individuals and we greatly appreciate it as a community. Thank you.
Attorney Ferber.
Yes, I just wanted to thank Bar President McCluskey for reminding everybody I've been a member of the Bar Association for 50 plus years. I do want to say that I am a proud member of the Bar Association. I'm tickled that I'm still a member of the Bar Association, still practicing law, and I'm delighted to have, in my 25-plus years as village attorney, worked with Chief McCarthy. It's been a privilege and a pleasure, not only working with him, but the entire police department that he commands. So I just wanted to congratulate him and wish him all the best in the future, and hope he's our police chief for many years to come.
Well, I too would like to thank you, Chief McCarthy. I can tell everyone here that from day one of me taking office, which I think many of you know maybe wasn't the smoothest transition ever, the chief was a true professional. In fact, the very first time we met, the first words out of his mouth were, "Do you want me to resign?" And obviously the answer to that is no. And like Attorney Fricker, I'd like to see the chief stay on for several more years. One of the things that all of the mayors that I met with, all of my peers, said that the thing that they worry about the most is the police. Well, I can tell you from day one, that's one thing I have not had to worry about because of his leadership. So again, thank you, Chief McCarthy, and thank you for being a true professional and making my transition into this job much easier. Consent agenda?
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Carroll.
Is there going to be a, actually, is anything going to be removed first, or do you want the motion now?
There is stuff that I want to remove. However, my thing just locked up.
Remember which items they were?
So I would like to remove items E and F. Is there anything else that anyone would like to remove?
Mr. Chairman, I will make a motion to approve items A through D and items G through L of the consent agenda.
Second.
Second.
So item A is payroll approval. Item B, accounts payable for June 19, 2018 through July 2nd approval. Item C is the SB Friedman proposal, Main Street Triangle. Item D, LaGrange Road Street Lighting Improvement Bid Award, 157th to 159th. Item G, disposal of village equipment, vehicle equipment, and from Public Works Department and CPAC ordinance. Item H, one Chevy Tahoe Police Patrol Package Purchase. Item I, Bluff Point Plat of Dedication to the Illinois Department of Transportation for Wolf Road. Item J, Cruise Education Center Edition. Item K, 2018 Land Development Code Amendments. Item L, Volkswagen 8920 159th Street Ordinance. Call the roll.
Trustee Carroll?
Aye.
Trustee Dodge?
Aye.
Trustee Fenton?
Aye.
Trustee Calangelo?
Aye.
Mayor Pecaud?
Aye.
Item E, hydrant flow testing for main capacity.
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Fenton.
Move to approve accepting the proposal from M.E. Simon Company, Inc. of Valparaiso, Indiana for hydrant flow testing for main capacity at a cost of $47 per hydrant for 2018, $48 per hydrant for 2019, $49 per hydrant for 2020 at a total cost not to exceed the board approved budget amount.
Second.
The item has been moved and seconded. Any questions or comments? So, Joe, the reason I took this off of consent agenda is because we only had one responsive bidder again, and I know this is, we've seen this more than once now recently. So I just wanted to confirm that, you know, we're confident that we've got the bids that we needed for this and that we don't need to go back out to the market.
And in talking to Director Ingram, this is the only company that does that. So it doesn't surprise us that it was the only bid that we did receive. We do, from time to time, whenever we go out for bid, if there are vendors that we can identify, we will send the bid out to them, notify them for that. We also, you know, have it on the bid net, and anybody that was on our old system was transferred over to our new system as well. So, and we are confident that the BidNet, which is our new program that we use, is getting the job done. However, we will take a look at it to ensure that we're getting as many bidders as possible to apply for some of the jobs.
Okay. Chairman.
Trustee Carroll.
After a conversation earlier this afternoon, I did put a call on to Director Mampy. We had nothing on our agenda tonight other than approval of minutes, so she wasn't here, but I'll follow up on that as well. Make sure, it sounds like there wasn't really much competition in this field to begin with, but I'll make sure that we're utilizing our best efforts to make sure that it's going out to everybody. And if need be, we'll bring it up as a committee item next month. But for now, I think we're okay.
And it isn't uncommon that from time to time, we don't receive a lot of bids for certain jobs, just depending on what they are. But we will look into that for sure.
Okay. Any other questions or comments?
No, I'm pretty sure we've used Emmy Simpson for many years. This goes back to, I think, when I was in Public Works Chairman. Bill, is that correct? So, at least a decade, right? Just from simple memory. Okay, you know, just it's worth checking.
Mm-hmm.
So, thank you.
Yeah.
2000. Any other comments? Call the roll.
Trustee Fenton?
Aye.
Trustee Carroll?
Aye.
Trustee Dodge?
Aye.
Trustee Calangelo?
Aye.
Mayor Pecaud?
Aye.
2018 sanitary sewer smoke testing, dyed water flooding, and manhole inspections.
Mr. Chairman.
Trustee Fenton.
Make a motion to approve waiving the bid process and approve the proposal for the 2018 sanitary sewer smoke testing, dyed water flooding, and manhole inspections, MWRD Priority Sewer Basin, second half, from RJN Group of Wheaton, Illinois, in an amount not to exceed $137,282.55. Of that, $127,282.55 plus $10,000 contingency.
Second.
Motion is moved and seconded. Any questions or comments? So my only question is, we're waiving the bid process, and I just want an explanation as to why.
Sure, I'm going to defer this over to Mr. Cunningham here.
Hate to put you on the spot for a speaking part.
Can everyone hear me? Okay, we waived the bid process on this. We have gone out at times for different items on smoke testing. The smoke testing is something that's basically bid out on some ends with our consultant, who is RJN. They've been doing a lot of our work and know what we are looking for. This is the second phase of what they started this year. Basically waiving the process. What we felt we had good numbers.
Okay. Joe, do you have anything to add there?
No.
Okay.
Other questions?
Mr. Chairman?
Trustee Fenton.
It's a continuation of using the same
vendor
for the project that he started. So this is phase two, so we wanted to stay with the same vendor to complete the project.
Okay.
Mayor Pico.
Trustee Dodge.
So I wonder if it's just, we do waive bids, and we've done that a fair amount to continue with the vendor we've known or trusted or gotten good pricing. Why don't we just kind of make it standard practice for you guys to put, notes in as to why we're waiving bidding, right?
I think that would be a good idea.
We can absolutely do that.
Put out there as a moment of information, right?
Sure.
Yeah, as much for us, because we can always ask these questions, but
sure.
The public may not be able to, so this way, if you put it in there, standard practice, it's there for everybody. I think that's a great idea. Any other questions or comments? Call the roll.
Trustee Fenton.
Aye.
Trustee Calandrella.
Aye.
Trustee Dodge.
Aye.
Trustee Carroll.
Aye.
Mayor Pico.
Aye. Okay, we have a couple of non-scheduled citizens and visitors. We'll start with Tim McCarthy, not to be confused with Chief Tim McCarthy, the other one.
Same
graduate. Who also graduated from Leo.
Same year.
Very confusing.
Hey, Joe, should we flip this around?
Regarding video gaming.
Can you use the mic? That way it's recorded.
I'm here basically just to respectfully request we get some kind of movement and decision. We have some members of our group, the Orland Park Small Business Association, who are in jeopardy. And frankly, a lot of us are negotiating leases, and we have to move ahead one way or the other. One important issue that hasn't been raised, the village's power in this matter is pretty impressive. You have the power to giveth, and you have the power to taketh. Much like our property tax rebate. nobody knows about that. And it isn't very important to us that we do move ahead. So I'm here just to show everyone that we want to be involved. We want to cooperate and provide any information we can to help the decision come about. Now, on a personal note, I want to comment. There was more police officers in this room than there was on the entire police department in 1977 when I came on board. So I guess we are growing, huh? Mm-hmm. But thanks for your time.
Thanks.
Thank you for your comments. Brian Weaver.
Complete non sequitur. Okay. As a real estate appraiser in the past, when I used to appraise property around here and I look at the zoning map, and there'd be an endless parade of special uses. And it'd be special use 4375, went on and on and on. What I'm asking for in the future, and not now, not imminently, but consider taking on an integrated, what they call integrated development ordinance. So the city of Albuquerque, New Mexico, just implemented it. course, we're not Albuquerque, and we don't have 1,000 years of history like they do and 600 ordinances to collate into one thing. But they cleaned up their stuff because they did their ordinances back in the 70s with an off-the-shelf zoning. And then they had all these little endless special uses that were essentially kind of like us here, where it's kind of Byzantine. It's kind of hard. And I looked at the documents that developers look at for rezoning, and it's phase zero and phase one and phase two. And I'm like, holy moly. Just to straighten out the zoning a little bit and clean it up. The nice thing about the Albuquerque zoning with the IDO is that when they put in commercial next to residential, that commercial zoning is contingent upon what's next door to them based on how they can develop it. So they've actually eased up a little bit on their zoning all throughout Albuquerque. But that's the example. I don't have a stake at Clarion who wrote their ordinance or anything like that. I'm just thinking it might be something to consider in the future. That's all.
Thank you for your comments. Is there anyone else here to speak? Board comments, Trustee Carroll.
I just want to wish everyone a safe and happy 4th of July. Thank you.
Trustee Dodge, welcome back.
Thank you. Safe and happy 4th, as Mike said, but also got back with my family from Yellowstone, Glacier National, and Teddy Roosevelt National Park. And if you've ever gotten a chance to go out there, definitely highly recommended. And just another public thank you for the police department. Had the house on vacation watch, so that certainly gives a level of comfort when you're out of town for a long stretch. So thanks, and my 12-year-old absolutely loved all the wildlife that you get to see in those national parks. So again, highly recommended.
Trustee Fenton.
Oh, just want to thank everyone that's been coming out to the market in the park. Last week we had open lands out there. We were selling birdhouses and did really well. So we had condominiums, we had townhouse birdhouses, and single family birdhouses. And it was we were very successful, and all the birdhouses were donated by a local resident who made them all for us. So it was great to go. It's the money that will go to the Nature Center. I'd also like to congratulate the police department on their recent award, too, for having the most DUIs or drug and alcohol related arrests in the village of Orland Park. So it just sends out a message, behave when you're in town. Wish everybody a happy 4th of July. Don't forget our festivities that will happen out on the 4th, which I'm sure Trustee Calandrello, Chairman of REC, is going to tell you about, but have a safe and happy 4th of July.
Well, now you put me on the spot.
Trustee Calandrello.
So first of all, I want to echo Trustee Fenn's report regarding the market in the park. I think it's growing every week. And it's been a phenomenal presence in our village. I do remind everyone that it is the 4th of July on Wednesday, so we have our traditional 4th of July fireworks and entertainment, and of course the Liberty Run, or the Veterans Liberty Run tomorrow, which starts out at 7. I believe there's still tickets available, so to speak, to do that, and there's spots available. So, and I want to thank staff for taking the time out with the families on holidays to do those things. So I know that's important. That we need the right staff there. So and I'm sure there's other events that everyone can look up. So thank you.
Thank you. So I just have a couple of comments. One briefly is about the recent Supreme Court decision, which we've been asked about regarding the sales tax issue. And I've gotten asked a lot of questions. Let's just suffice it to say that the impact on the village will be minimal. It's a step in the right direction. Because it's going to start to level the playing field for our brick and mortar stores, but from a financial impact, it will have a very minor impact on the village at the present time, and we will continue to work with the state to make sure that that impact benefits the localities more than it will currently under the way the state is handling it. So we'll continue to keep you posted on that as we work with other municipalities to work on the state updating their laws and rules so that we get our appropriate share of that. I want to thank the police again for the good work that they do. I know we're coming up to a very busy season with all of our events, and they do a great job of keeping us safe. The July 4th events, like you said, the Liberty Fun Run, and I believe that's for veterans, so Trustee Dodge, are you running?
I'll be with you in spirit.
Oh, thank you. So I will be out there tomorrow night, and then also for the 4th, and then of course Thursday night we have Market in the Park, so we have all kinds of events the next three nights. With that, everyone enjoy it, and I'll take a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Adjourned.
Mike, you have a good one. See you, John.